100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset, cats fighting in the background, or horrible sinus and headache issues. The topic this week was radio. Radio's still around? Yes, most certainly. And it's doing great. Let's see what we can do with it. Who's first? It looks like it's our friend Tom. All right, Tom, let's hear what you've got. Tune them up, tune them in, set it right.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called It's Better to Burn Up Than Fade Away. It was 1963. The president was dead. But it was the ramp up to Christmas frenzy. All my thoughts were locked onto a 13-transistor, 6-diode Japanese work of wonder. It was jet black and ivory white, with a large transparent disc in the center, engraved with frequency numbers. Like Gene Shepard's Ralph, I had to wage a serious Christmas campaign to get my transistor radio. There was the argument over hearing loss, the argument over the corruptive effects of rock and roll. Finally, I cut a deal to tune into Bishop Fulton Sheen's Sunday radio program. Oh, God.
Hey, you got any copies of that reverend there? thank you, Tom. Oh, man. I wake up early on Sunday and start to think, what should I do with my day? I know, I'll listen to some sermons. Or maybe I'll deliver a few of my own. By the way, when I post these on the Twitter, all right, the 100 Word Stories is the Twitter account. And every now and then someone's like, oh my God, I didn't record and send one. I'm like, no, you didn't miss the deadline, man. I'm letting you know that I'm getting this, I'm doing this right now. It's like 6:54 in the morning, Texas time, but it's like, I could go for a walk, I could wait, if it takes you, you know, if you forgot to send one in last night, and you're like, oh God, that was such a party, oh, I forgot to send in my story, it's like, no, dude, go ahead, 6, 7 in the morning, just let me know, and just say, hey, man, I overslept, and it's like, okay. Plus, I save these in Audacity production format. So if I need to slip one in later, you know, it's like drag, drop, drag, drop, drag, drop, and the poll can automatically update, and the links can update, and the post can update. It's all dynamic. We're in the age of dynamic posting and publishing. That it's not like we're, you know, cutting a record in what goes out, and then you hear, like, you know, Ronnie Spector sneezing. It's like, oh God, we have to recall them. No, it's not like that, man. This is, we have control, unlike radio, which once it goes out, you can't take back. This, we have ourselves an infinite delay. And speaking of infinite delay, here are the infinite possibilities from a man named Gideon. Well, okay, he didn't record his story himself, so let's get out the midget.
I was listening to the radio this morning and heard an intriguing song. The lyrics told the story of a man whose wife had turned her focus inward. He started exploring and fell in love with someone else. He left his wife. His wife refocused on him and started stalking him. This presented a conundrum for him: return to the renewed focus of his wife or stay with the focus of his new lover. I never heard the outcome. It was a country song. And in my mind, I kept hearing a tune about roadkill, so I turned it off.
Thank you, Gideon. And the midget. Yeah, the midget owns a slide guitar. Normally he doesn't play it. He slices cheese with it, which, it is the most countrified, tear-jerking cheese you've ever heard. He actually has a country song on the charts. If you slow the record down, it sounds a lot like Brad Paisley. All right, let's see. Who's next? We've got Thomas. Thomas is on his fifth coffee already. When is he going to finish that fifth coffee? Do you know that these tables, they don't bust themselves? And, five coffees? Come on, there's a minimum per hour in this cafe. Actually, later today, me and the missus are probably going to go to House of Pies. They have a minimum per table. If you're keeping track of my weight, I'm not. Just kidding. 192 this morning. So I was at a peak of 196 on Sunday. Now I'm getting it back down. I'm going to eat some real food today. But hey, I ate like a pig this week and it went down. All right, I was like hitting the snack machine left and right. The trick is not to eat dinner, to be so worried about everything when you get home that you just stress and you're like, I don't feel like eating. And then you go to bed hungry. Then you wake up and you pig out again at the snack machine. So really, roller coastering? I'm all for it. Whee! Okay. Enough about me, more about you. And especially Thomas. By the way, he's from Squim. Do you know how to pronounce Squim? I bet you can't. Well, anyway, here's Thomas.
I have two pieces this week. Both are intended for our local FM station. The theme is radio. Radio. The radio plays all night. I wake often to a loud commercial, so I throw a towel or a pillow over the speaker to muffle it. Last night I dropped my pillow on the radio and I heard a gasp. I couldn't make out the words, so I moved the pillow and heard a voice say, "You've got some gall. That's not polite, and it's quite unnerving. Don't do that again. Just turn the radio down. No more tricks." The rest of the night, I lay awake for hours wondering if I really heard what I thought I had. The radio stood up straight next to the typewriter and proclaimed it had something to say and that I'd better put down what I was doing and pay attention. "You have ignored me for a long time, and I want you to know that you have missed a lot of good radio. You've missed Art Bell Late at Night, The Ron and Don Show, George Norrie on Coast to Coast, and the John Curley shows. If you want your mind to expand and keep it from turning into silly putty, turn off that damn TV and turn me on."
Cool. Well, thank you, Thomas. And I'm looking at these, and if you split them up, the first one, they work separately. That's cool. So it's like kind of like one of those triptychs where, in the Middle Ages, they busted them in half and sold the two pieces. And then when they bring the two pieces together, it's like a holy convocation. Cool. Sorry. I'm just, having the visions again, or maybe it's just my blood pressure. So thank you, Thomas. All right, who's next? Let's see. Let's go with Daniel. Wait. He says 98 words. Uh-oh. Are we going to allow that? Are we going to allow a 98-word story? Okay. Imagine that he says the words, "the end," at the end of it. There, 100. There, I covered for you, man. But man, the title of this thing is 100-word stories. It's all over the place. It's not in the URL. It's not in the bumper stickers. And it's, on the Pulitzer Prize, it says, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, alternate storytelling venue. But, there's no Pulitzer. Chronicle doesn't have one either. So, I'm in good company, sort of. Daniel's story. Here we go.
First Contact by Daniel Worthington. When the aliens finally made contact, it was because of a chance scan of our planet that revealed sentient life, which surprised them. They berated us for not trying to make contact ourselves.
Didn't you have an interest in what's beyond your own solar system?
This outraged the scientific community. We've been sending radio signals into space for decades. How could you not know we were here? The leader of the aliens' diplomatic envoy was bewildered by this.
That's weird. Let me check something. Oh, it seems your transmissions were being blocked by our spam filter. Go figure.
Blocked by the spam filter. Wait, does that mean you're blocking me with your spam filter? Oh no. Daniel, I hope you can hear this when I say thank you. Oh, when the aliens actually, I think when the aliens finally make contact, what they're going to say is, no, you can't borrow any money from us. Oh, man. Ooh, yeah. By the way, this podcast rating, oh, wait, Standard & Poor can't lower it anymore. No, it's going to remain on explicit, because every now and then I just say the word fuck or something like that. So, right. Who's up next? Oh, speaking of someone who keeps their passions well in check, it's our friend Danny, and he's back. He took a little break there for a bit, and he came back, and now he's just, you know, chugging along. So let's hear what he's got to say. Come on, Danny, tell us a story.
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer here, yet again with Weekly Challenge 277 Radio. And this is a special entry for me because radio means a lot. And what I did was I took three songs. I took Turn It Up, The Radio from Autograph, as well as Queen's Radio Gaga. And, of course, we all remember the Buggles with Video Killed the Radio Star. And I took lyrics from all three songs, and I created this entry. So I hope you all enjoy. So here we are with Weekly Challenge 277 Radio. Everything I had to know, I heard it on the radio. We watched the shows, we watched the stars, on videos, for hours and hours. We hardly need to use our ears. How much music changes throughout the years. Then pictures came. They broke my heart. Don't care if video killed the radio star. Just turn it up, the radio. I need the music. Give me some more. 'Cause all we hear is Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga. Let's hope you never leave, my old friend. You had your time. You had the power. You've yet to have your finest hour. Radio.
And that was poetry from Danny. A little copy-paste, a little shuffling around, a little audio collage there. I like it. Now I gotta buy all those damn songs and I can't get them out of my head. And I can't get it out of my head. Oh, thank you, Danny. I'm just looking at my, I'm reading my email while putting this together. Focus much? No. So I'm checking my email to see if Stephen the Nuclear Man is going to send his in. He was like, you know, I forgot to record it and send it in. And, you know, because I always post on Twitter the next topic, and then folks are like, oh my God. And it's like, hey, it's not a deadline. There's nobody dying. Well, if they are dying, no one ever tells me. Like 2 or 3 months later, someone says, hey, you remember that guy that used to post on the 100-word stories? Yeah, he kind of died. He was trying to make the deadline, and he had a heart attack. And terrible. Just terrible. He was, you know, recording in his car, too, and he just crashed and killed a family of five. You know, a bunch of nuns. A family of nuns. So, I'm looking at my email here. Your daily deal, Houston. $50 to spend on window tinting plus a car wash. $25 to tint your window and car wash. You know, we're in a water crisis right now, and some asshole who gives high-end car washes is making deals. This species is screwed, man. Enough commentary. We have a story. Try not to freak out, but we have one from Steve. And oddly enough, he's in radio. He is in radio. Okay, I probably should listen to his thing to see if he admits who he is, because some people don't want to admit, and then, like, their bosses go all like, "We don't want you being involved with those pathetic podcaster types." But it looks like that he has a title which he can tell them. So here we go with Steve and his piece, and I just got to say, of all the states out there, Delaware is not my least favorite. So, there you go. Okay, well, all right, Delaware. It's too small. It's not going to hurt anybody. I mean, you know, you trip over Delaware, you might hurt an ankle or something, but it's not like, you know, you trip over Arizona and it's like, it burns! So, all right, maybe I should shut up now. Here's Steve.
Radio by Steve at RadioNewark.com. Out, radiating out, reaching out, grabbing mind and heart, forcing you to think and smile and wonder and laugh. You bob your head, body bouncing. My music controls your motions. Your emotions, too, are glued to me as I unveil you to yourself. You listen, riveted as you pray. You play, you do as I say. I inveigle multidimensionally. Mind, will, emotion stirred, shaken, broken and mended. At the speed of light, delight runs round the world. I am AM, FM, long wave, short wave, Wi-Fi, satellite, streaming, beaming into your world, forever entwined, your life and mine. I am radio.
Cool. And I'm just looking at the site here. It's radio. Is it Radio Newark or Radio Newark? Or radio, something like that. I can't tell. But he said, like, he said it in the thing, so it's like, cool. All right, so we have our new friend from Radio... Okay, I still don't know how to pronounce it. He said Radio Newark, but it could be his accent. Oh, God, I feel like such an idiot. Well, anyway, the site's out there, and I just want to read this. Divisive, fringy, controversial, perfect, political, religious... entertainment, strident, stagnant, obnoxious, part of any station group, or, oh, wait, Radio Newark is not part of the, okay, God, I need to read this stuff. Ooh, God, I'm just digging myself in deeper and deeper. Oh, by the way, if you want to use any of these for that thing, go ahead. I just, if you need me to sign over a station rights stuff, do whatever. I hate signing things. Whatever. Use it. Anybody use this stuff. I don't care. Well, I do care, but I don't care. Do whatever. You know, you only get so much time. Enjoy. Have fun. And let's just fill the spectrum with fun stuff instead of this, you know. No wonder why we're so stupid as a species. That's right, we're in a drought, and people are giving discounts on car washes. Why doesn't somebody invent the car that you don't have to wash? You know, they kept the seat belts from us for years. Anyway. Alright, let's see, what next? Oh, my God, Fricker Vince Trazabite, what's his name this week? He's one of those names. Now he's given car washes. So, you know, maybe he'll wash your computer too. I'll just put it in the dishwasher for an hour. It'll be fine. Remember the jet dry, folks. Here's Vince.
Hello, this is Vince Terrazas. otherwise known as Terrazabite, Fricker, Vinny T, the Man of Mystery, and in some circles, Baba Ganoush. I have been absent from the weekly challenge as of late, but vow to return once again and catch up on my missing weeks. This week's topic is radio, and here is my story. Dr. Hermann Heinschnickel has the world's most exciting job. He's in charge of the land-based radio telescope for the SETI Institute, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. His workday begins, like most other jobs in America, with a cup of coffee and a quick review of the TPS reports. But that all changes once he begins listening for evidence of life in the universe. With headphones on and a keen eye on the frequency meter, he initiates this most exciting work. Hour one passes, nothing happens. Hour two and three go by, nothing happens. Hour 10, still nothing. Hours 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
There's only one thing I could imagine that would be more boring and frightening than listening to SETI for endless hours. And that would be what Dan Lynn, Rose Drop Russ, did. He listened to all of my stories in a row. That's frightening. Anyway, thank you. God, what's your... Baba Ganoush, fine. All it is just hummus with eggplant. It's good. It's good, man. You know, why don't they just call it eggplant hummus? I don't know. You know, I'm looking at the TV here. We need a bigger TV now. It's a 32-incher, and it's been great, but now we need a bigger one. You know, it never ends. Never ends. Maybe I'll put, you know, the TV there because it's a 1080p, and just put it in the other room and use it as an external monitor for this laptop. I'll be like, friggin' huge! God. Oh, right. Thank you, Baba Ganoush. Next up, now I'm hungry for some reason. Maybe I'll have some toast. No, what I'll have is some Norval Joe. A big heaping cup of Norval Joe. And with that, you know what happens. It's the continuing adventures of Flypaper Boy. So let's hear that harmonica and get right on it.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 277 with a prompt of radio, I hope. Well, I still haven't got my autism benefit issue out, and I have Worldcon coming up on Wednesday, so I have like a day to finish it, and hopefully it will come out before I actually leave for Worldcon. I'd like to be able to comment to people about it. Anyway, here's my story. Flypaper Boy's eyes shot open. The clock radio beside the bed blared a tire store commercial. He slapped the off button, and the sound decreased 100 decibels to a reasonable level.
5 o'clock, he moaned. I just got to sleep. Jenny,
he thought sleepily how his conniving sister messed with his alarm before. The broadcast broke through his hazy thoughts, and he was wide awake again. The home of Beulah Larmpit, Vinyl Man's last murder victim, burned to the ground this morning. Police are looking for a white Toyota Corolla seen in the area only hours before. Dun dun dun. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. From Worldcon.
Whoa, we're going to have a correspondent at Worldcon? Cool. They're like the con of the world. Awesome. Thank you, Philip Norval Joe Carroll. I'll get all your names in there. I know that you're secretly Flypaper Boy, so... Okay, Bruin, you want to get up here? We have not had any visits from cats yet. Nardo's on the bed. I gave them all treats earlier. It was really funny. I put a little bit in front of each. And, of course, Mist finishes the first. So she tries to nudge Nardo out of the way, but he's finishing his last one. Then she turns to Bruin, who always eats slowly. And she tries to grab his, but he's like, I don't think so. No growling, no swatting. You know, these are nice kitties. There's my baby. So, yeah, I'm a little messed up. I put a little, okay, maybe this coffee mug was half Bailey's and half coffee, but still, it kind of wakes me up. Just wait until I start walking. Oh, next up is, speaking of serial hero following story threads, we have one from TJ here. So we're going to find out about the teenage spy guy. This is, we're turning into like one of those podcasts where they do the old-timey radio with the Lone Ranger and the Shadow, except Johnny Depp isn't doing the Lone Ranger. They Disney canceled it because like $275 million was the budget and they wanted to get it down to $200 million. You know, because you need $200 million to do a Western. How much do they spend on the actual writing of the script? That's what I want to know. From the looks of things, it's just a few cents. Oh, right. Let's get back to radio and TJ and his story.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and this is Confrontation. Martin's father, Henry, was reading the business metro section as Martin sidled up behind him. So, I found your radio. Earlier, Martin had discovered an ancient shortwave radio in his father's workbench. After several rounds of bluster, arguments, and recriminations, Martin could piece together what was behind his father's nightly beeline for the basement. Something about ongoing projects, corporate espionage and dispatches to Japan, shortwave transmissions not leaving a data trail the company would or could be tracking. The ethics bothered Martin, but on some level he was relieved. Later, chatting with his mistress, Henry appreciated his son's tendency to overthink everything.
Ah! Oh, thank you, TJ, for adding a crazy twist to this never-ending saga. It's never going to end, is it? Don't let it end. Don't let it end. Oh, thank you, TJ. Bruin, you want to get back up here? No, he's just, you know, walking from the litter box to his claw thingy. I need to do the litter boxes in a bit. I know that's just got you totally excited, folks, but I love doing them. The problem is, if I do them every day, there's not really that much in there sometimes. I know, too much information. I should just get, okay, I'm going to get Justin's story in here, and then I'll tell you more about the litter boxes, all right? I know you're just excited to hear. Just a little bit of insignificance from my life. You know, talk about Gene Shepard on crack. I'm a total shut-in. No, I'm not. Sometimes I go to work. Oh, here's Justin.
While I love the experience of trying out a new phone, learning the menus and finding the latest apps, the reason for the new phone is annoying. I really liked the one I had before. It had adapted to me very well, and I'd gotten used to the nuances of the controls. It had my most used contacts memorized. Normally, most of that is transferable, but not this time. I got a bad ear infection, and the medicine killed the phone cells. My replacement plan calls for me to culture the latest generation in my ear canal, so I'm set.
Thank you, Justin, and you know, I don't even want to see the iPhone in your ear, the earphone in your eye, the droid in your butt. I don't want to know. We have a very strange future ahead of us, folks. Oh, by the way, when I said all that stuff about the deadline, to prove the point, Steve the Nuclear Man forgot to record his story and send it in, and so I posted and was like, oh my God, I gotta get it. Well, guess what? He got it in as I was working on this, because I took my time. I went to play with the cats, I need to do the litter boxes, I need to do some other stuff, and so I can stall. Lord knows I can stall. I mean, originally, these weekly challenges used to be done on Saturday. I stalled to the point where they're now on Sunday. Oh, I shouldn't stall any further. Here's Stephen the Nuclear Man. Glad to have you back. And hopefully this can become a pattern. And then, like, everybody's doing stories. Where's Zach, man? Just isn't a week without Zach, man. Maybe he's came in and he's got eaten by the spam filter. No! Damn you, Google Plus! All right, here's Steven the Nuclear Man.
There's nothing but static. Just the crackle, hiss, pop of solar radiation imitating breakfast cereal. Listening is dangerous. They might detect my radio. But I'll risk one set. A brief whistle scream from the speaker, the electromagnetic death whine of an orbital station. Damn aliens. They gated to the surface instead of coming through low Earth orbit, but they're making up for lost time. The speaker comes fully alive. Some fool's broadcasting the national anthem. I listen and turn on every radio in the place. I salute, wondering if they'll vaporize me or the broadcaster first. And I no longer care.
Thank you, Steven the Nuclear Man. It was worth the wait. Oh, thank goodness that I post these things and then say, oh, I got time. It's okay. It's only editing. Editing is perfectly fine. It's the only editing I ever do. Please come back next week. Don't forsake me. You can leave me to the last minute. It's okay. I can wait. I know you have family and nuclear stuff. Oh, speaking of nuclear stuff, one more story. It's by Planet Z. And behind the story, a little riff from David Charles Caesar, a.k.a. Charles Coleman, confused. I hope he doesn't mind me ripping this, otherwise we're going to have ourselves a tussle. So here we go with a story from Planet Z.
Funding for SETI projects has been drastically cut across the board, so we needed a new approach to survive. It was on my drive through New York, listening to Howard Stern, that I got my idea. That's right, I am the world's first shock jock radio telescope disc jockey. Me and my crew, the Morning Xenobiological Collection, fill the spectrum with interviews with topless interns, prank very long-distance calls to quasars, all kinds of filth. Our strategy is keeping us funded and searching, sure, but it comes at the cost of any intelligent life down here on Earth.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about radio. Thanks to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like a broken pole. I hope it works. Oh, until next week, when the topic will be wild, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.